What's good, my streamers? How y'all doing? How y'all month of June been? I know I posted earlier in this month and that was it, but that episode was really supposed to been out at the beginning of the month, but Apple hadn't uploaded it and Apple had been playing games with me, and I don't know why I can't even get y'all to subscribe to my stuff, because I paid them folks their money. So what's the hold up? And that was what, like 2 3 months ago, so I don't see why I can't upload stuff to Apple. But oh man, how y'all been? How life been treating y'all? We got some visuals coming soon, real soon. Some of y'all think, I know I've been saying that, but yeah. We are streaming on Twitch at RuTurbo64. Go tune in today, y'all. Go on, follow and sub up to that shit. We on there. I'm on there every day, playing Call of Duty or sometimes college football. But yeah, mostly Call of Duty. But yeah, y'all tune into that. Y'all think it's gonna be a World War III? Well, it is. Is that going on? Like, is there World War III going on? Or is that in the makes of happening or in the works of happening? I'm not too up on that. And honestly, I quite frankly don't give a fuck about it. If it happened, it happened. If it don't, it don't. Because they'd get our hopes and fears up for some shit to happen and it should have never happened. And it'd be like, hey, what was the reason of spending all that money and going broke on all these motherfucking emergency equipments and all that shit for nothing, to show that y'all are still little mice that's gonna move on whatever the fuck they say. Whatever they do, y'all gonna move on it, and that's the fucking government. And quite frankly, I don't give a fuck if they hear this, because somebody gotta say it. Like, y'all motherfuckers still out here eating pork and some other shit and all these artificial flavor shits. I know I eat it from time to time, but I definitely cut back on a lot of shit. I definitely changed my diet to better myself and my mind, and it really does. When you cut back on the bullshit, you don't have bullshit in your mind. When you stop feeding your body bullshit, you stop feeding your mind bullshit. You are what you eat. That shit really is real. You have to really like live by that, and whatever, whoever you are around, that's who you are. Like, people look at that, and that's really who you become to be. So therefore, surround yourself with people that you want to be. Surround yourself with people that's better than you in life, to where it's going to make you want to be better, not envy them. When you see somebody doing better than you, take that as motivation. Don't envy nobody, bro. Because everybody got their time. Ain't nobody did this shit straight on and just, oh, I'm rich. Oh, I'm done it. Oh, I've done it. You feel me? Hell no, because that ain't how life go. That ain't how the process go. The process is struggle. The process is blood, sweat, and tears. The process is losing people that you love. The process is the fucking process. You can't rush it, bro. And when I tell you, the process is so beautiful, bro. Like, just going through it, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights. It's just like, thank you, God, for letting me go through this, because whenever I get to where I need to be, I'm prepared. I'm ready for this shit, you feel me? I ain't got no excuses. When the shit hit me, I already seen it coming. I've already been through this shit. So it's like, I'm not surprised at all. I'm facing shit head on. I'm taking this shit on the chin, you feel me? I'm a grown man, and I'm keeping it just like that. Like, that's how you got to carry yourself, bro. Don't never hold your head down. Don't never let nobody see you down, no matter if you are down. Keep yourself up around other folks. When you get by yourself, pray. Talk to God about your problems. Don't never vent to nobody, bro. They ain't gonna get you nowhere. And I swear to God, vent to people, bro, is like me basically talking to y'all right now. Or You sitting there talking to a fucking brick wall, and it's like, ain't nobody saying nothing back. Or can't nobody do nothing. Or that object or that person can't do shit to make your situation better. So all they can do is try to comfort you with words, and words never comfort people. Words ain't nothing but the shit that I'm throwing at y'all right now. You feel me? Whatever coming to mind or whatever's on my heart, I'm saying. It's like, I ain't talked to y'all in a minute. I know y'all be missing the nigga voice to my people that's really around, you feel me? My real steamers. The people that been here from day one or day, people that been here for a couple years, that waited through the motherfucking the dry spell of episodes and everything. Y'all are appreciated. Everybody's appreciated, but the ones that stayed through all everything, y'all are more appreciated because y'all seen the struggle from the first episode to now. Y'all seen the development from the first episode to now, and now that everybody is gonna see the visuals next, it's gonna be like, oh man, I'm just so ready for y'all to see this shit. Like, this shit finna be a movie, as they say in the little post with the little don don in it. It's gonna be a movie, goddamn it. Y'all better tune in, y'all better stay tuned, and y'all better lock in. Like I said, Root Turbo on Twitch. Backstreet Rule on Instagram. Tune in. Y'all better lock in right now before it's too late. And when it's too late, it ain't gonna be too late, because y'all can always join the train. I've always got room for more family. But yeah, man, what, like, I really ain't got much more to say right now in this episode because, like, I don't know, I've been good. I find myself doing some stuff that I said I was never gonna do in the work field, and I kind of fuck with it. It's cool. Like, it ain't nothing that I can't do. It was something that I said I would never do. Like, literally, like, years. I even thought about doing it, and when I actually did, I was like, what was I waiting on? Like, I don't know. That's just, I say that to say, the stuff that you say you won't do or you will never do, never say never. Give it a try and see how it make you feel. Give it a try and see how you like it, because that one thing you say you might never do might be that thing that changed your life, might be that thing that you end up being passionate about, might be that one thing that you end up falling in love with. So it'd be like, just do it. Don't say what you're gonna do, just do it. That's all life is about. Not saying what you're gonna, not words, all action. Because ain't nobody looking for words. Everybody's looking for action. Man, woman, kid, old, you feel me? Everybody's looking for action. Ain't nobody looking for to get sold no dreams. So you gotta do a little better. You have to do. Just do. That's it. And don't announce what you finna do. Just go ahead and do it, because the time you announce it, you got motherfuckers sitting back waiting and plotting on your downfall. And it's like, shit, are you really here for me, or are you just sitting around and wait for me to give out something for you to knock it down, or give out something for you to take and give it to somebody else as if it's your own thoughts, you feel me? And most people are like that. You have to be watchful, mindful of the people around you, because everybody ain't your friend, everybody ain't your family, even your family, some of your family ain't your family. You have to be aware of that as well. Don't nothing feel better than waking up, thanking God for another day, saying a prayer, keep it going. Get you a little workout in. If you can't get a full workout, get a couple push-ups, couple squats, get a couple something. Just get some type of work in that you're not used to doing every morning, every day. Make your body jump into a new routine, to where it gets your blood flowing every day. You're not just sitting around lazy. Like, Do something new. Brush your teeth with your left hand if you're right-handed. Brush your teeth with your right hand if you're left-handed. Make your mind think different. Don't have your mind on the same shit. Like, drink tea, drink coffee, drink some shit. Try some shit you never tried. Like, I'm not just saying go out there and do some willy-nilly shit, but open your horizon to different stuff. It's never too much in the world for all of us. You feel me? It's enough for everybody. And that's why I say open your horizon to different stuff, because like I said, you never know what you might end up falling in love with, what you might end up having a passion for, or what you might end up liking, as in food-wise or anything like that. Like, never say never. Like, no matter what it is in life. And I really appreciate y'all for listening and just staying tuned, even if nobody comments or anything like that. Like, we're going to get to that. I understand, like, it's a process, and like I said, I'm here for the process. This process is beautiful, and I'm glad that the people that's here with me is experiencing the process with me. I appreciate y'all. And I'm going to try to upload this episode to the Apple subscription stuff, but I'm not sure how that's going to work again. First, they said it was going to be an hour, and then that ended up being a day. Then that day ended up being a week, and that week ended up being 2 to 3 weeks. So I never actually got back around to that. And I'm going, like I said, I'm going to try to upload this episode there. But if not, it's just going to come out regular. But y'all stay tuned. I'm going to get that straight if this don't load there. And like I said, visuals coming soon. Y'all go tune in to Roo Turbo on Twitch, backstreet.ru, RU.turbo on Twitch, and backstreet.ru on Instagram. Y'all, let me know something, y'all. Y'all gotta give me some comments, email me, let me know something. But yeah, I appreciate y'all. It's all love.